Hey, it's Liz. Once again, I'm stepping aside so my son Lannon can share another folktale passed down from his grandmother. These stories carry a little piece of her with them every time he tells one. And I love that this podcast gets to hold on to that.
Welcome back to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm Landon. This story was translated from Hungarian into English by my grandmother, Elizabeth A. Szabo, about 50 years ago. We're recording her translations now so they can be preserved for our family, including her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, who get to hear these stories together and shared with anyone who loves these old tales as much as she did. The Cantor of Cincota. It was the week after Easter in the village of Cincota, and everyone was happy and busy about their work. That is, all except the village priest. His work was less now that the holy days were over, and he began thinking about how things were here in the village of Cincota. The more he thought about it, the more unhappy he became. He fidgeted with the sleeve of his clerical robe as he looked about the room. He glanced over at the cantor, who was seated at the small table in the corner copying some music. "It's not the room, simple as it is, nor the pay, modest as it is," thought the priest to himself, "for my life is a dedicated one." Carefully, he placed the prayer book on the small wooden end table next to his chair and got up. "It's my position. Why, I could be ever so much more dedicated if I were an abbot," he thought. "Yes, that's it," said the priest, almost aloud, as he walked back and forth to the center of the room. "I should be an abbot." At this, the cantor turned his head in amazement, not sure he had heard correctly. The priest, who was somewhat embarrassed, put his hand over his mouth and coughed twice. "Come, Marcus, let us have some lunch. Those pig's feet will taste good. I've been thinking about stew for the last hour," the cantor said, patting his rather large stomach, which stuck out in front of him. "Two bowls won't be enough for me today. I'm very, very hungry." "Shall I cut 4 or 6 slices of bread for you?" asked the priest. 6, answered the cantor. After the priest said grace, the cantor began eating at once. After he finished the first bowlful, he helped himself to another. "Did I ever tell you, Marcus," said the priest, getting up from the table, "that during King Sigismund's reign there used to be an abbey here in Cincota?" "No," said Marcus curtly, with a mouthful of food. "Yes, indeed," said the priest, pouring a small glassful of wine for the cantor. "And there was an abbot, too."
"Indeed," said the cantor, picking up the glassful of wine and looking at it rather sadly. "This small glassful of wine will never quench my thirst."
"Don't worry, you may have another, but that will be all. We have only a pint left," said the priest, motioning to the container.
"We should do something about that pint measure," laughed the cantor, "especially for very thirsty people like me."
"I'm going up to Buda to sing King Matthias this afternoon," announced the priest as he finished his lunch. The cantor, who was still very busy eating, wondered why the priest, after weeks of hard work, would want to make the long trip, but he said nothing.
"I'm going on business," continued the priest.
"Ask King Matthias," said the cantor jokingly, "if he can increase the pint measure. I'm still thirsty."
"I'm sure that's all the king has to think about, very thirsty people like you," answered the priest.
"God be with you on your journey," said the cantor as the priest left.
On the road to Buda, the priest turned his thoughts toward the future. How nice it would be when he would be an abbot. How nice it would be when he would have greater responsibilities. The more he thought about being an abbot, the more he liked it. His dream began to fade soon after he stood before the throne of the good King Matthias. After the king heard the priest's request, he nodded and spoke. "Your request for an abbey in Cincota will be granted if you will supply the answer to each of these 3 questions before St. George's Day. The first is, where does the sun rise? The second is, what am I worth? And the third is, what am I thinking about? Think. Think. Think." The word kept echoing in the priest's head as he started back towards Cincota. "I'd be better off if I'd never gone to Buda to see the king," he complained aloud. "Where does the sun rise?
How can anyone answer that? He muttered. The questions swirled around in his head. The road seemed even longer than before, and the priest was weary by the time he reached home again.
God's blessings on your return, greeted the cantor.
I'm weary, grumbled the priest. Would you take care of my duties for me today and tomorrow?
Willingly, said the cantor. But what is the trouble?
It's nothing you can help me with, moaned the priest. The cantor willingly carried out the priest's duties, and for the first week, and the second week, and the third. But by the fourth week, the cantor, who was somewhat tired, came again to the priest.
You are not even an abbot, and you have delegated many of your duties to me this past month. Please, won't you tell me why you are so troubled?
Troubled indeed, sighed the priest from his bed.
You've lost weight, too. Are you ill?
I am, moaned the priest.
But the doctor says,
Oh, what can anyone do? Said the priest, holding his head.
Please, tell me now what is troubling you, begged the cantor. Perhaps I can help.
You? Help?
Things cannot go on like this. I'm doing all the parish priest's duties.
Finally, the priest began his tale and told the cantor about his visit with the king.
Is that all your problem is? Too bad you didn't tell me sooner. You would have saved yourself a lot of worry and me a lot of extra work. Now, just loan me your robe and leave the rest to me, insisted the cantor.
The sun was shining brightly on St. George's Day, and the cantor made his way to Buda to see the king. As he passed through the mirrored hallway at the castle, he took a long look at himself in the priest's robe.
I look much better in his robe than I thought I would, he thought to himself.
Here at last, said the king, the priest from Cincota with the answers to my questions, I trust.
Then let us begin.
Where does the sun rise?
The cantor rubbed his nose.
For you, your majesty, it rises here in Buda, and for me in Cincota.
Excellent. Now, if you can answer the other questions as well, you'll certainly have an abbey in Cincota.
The king straightened the red cape around his shoulders.
And now, how much am I worth?
Since Christ was valued at 30 gold pieces, I should think you are worth at least 29, your majesty.
The king chuckled.
A clever answer indeed. However, the untrue the comparison. Your cleverness amazes and delights me. But now, what am I thinking?
You are thinking that I am the priest from Cincota. But I'm not. I'm only the cantor.
Indeed!
The king was startled at first. Then he began to laugh. Your cleverness amazes and delights me even more.
Such a keen-minded fellow should have been an abbot long ago.
If you mean me, sir, with your permission, I'll let the promotion go to the priest, for if it were not for him, I would not be here in the first place. And besides, he has sacrificed long enough for the position, and suffered enough, too, the cantor thought to himself.
Very well, then, said the king.
But somehow you should be awarded, too.
The cantor smiled.
That flask you carry on your side looks much too small for an enormous man such as yourself.
Here, said the king, handing the cantor a new, larger-sized flask.
From now on, you shall carry a king-sized flask with you.
It measures a pint, too, winked the king.
A king-sized pint, said the cantor with a laugh.
And since then, when the people of Cincota are very, very thirsty, they ask for the pint measure that the cantor uses. The end.
Thank you for joining us for today's Hungarian Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage so they can join in on the fun too.